Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Pro-life prime time. As you can see, I'm coming to you tonight joined by three others of our wonderful Priests for Life team here at headquarters. And this is what we want to do in a number of these programs now is begin to introduce you to more of our staff, begin to let you see more about what goes on behind the scenes in order for us to bring to you and to pro-life people throughout the world the latest strategies, developments, tools, resources, encouragement, and inspiration in this greatest human rights cause of our day, the pro-life movement. So thank you, friends, for joining us. And we're going to have a good discussion here with these members of our team. And we'll do some introductions first, then we'll say a prayer, and then we'll have a conversation. You recognize our executive assistant, our executive manager, I should say.
I demoted you a little bit, but that's okay.
Teresa Watson comes on frequently on these programs and does the pro-life primetime news. And then sometimes subbing on the news is one of our resource associates, Anthony Bisson. You have been on, right?
The news program. Yes, I've had the opportunity several times. Yes.
Leslie was away, or Teresa was away, or whatever. Yes. But you were, as we will discuss, handle our resource department and get all those pro-life resources out to so many people. And then someone that you probably have not yet seen on our programs, Mary Stein, is our correspondence associate. So if you write a letter to us, send an email, a fax, I don't know, carrier pigeon, telegram, or whatever, we have Mary look at the mail and take care of getting you the information you're requesting. So Mary, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, shall we pray, Teresa?
Yes, please.
All right, let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the gift of life and for the privilege of defending it. We proclaim, we celebrate, we serve the gospel of life. Bless each of us in our work and the many other members of our team, both here at headquarters and in the many satellite offices throughout the country and around the world that we at Priests for Life are privileged to have. Bless this team as we continue to serve you and to serve your people and to serve the unborn. Give us your protection and always give us your joy as we carry out this work through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, Teresa, we have a wonderful team. We're trying to, you know, I think our supporters appreciate knowing more and more the people who are on our team. Now, some of them will already have interacted with Mary and with Anthony and with others. I mean, currently we're employing about 50 people. And a lot of people are surprised when I tell them that. I say, wow, you have 50 people. We do. Most pro-life organizations don't have that many. And we've had 50 people on board for a long time. But some of them are, you know, individually interact with our viewers if they, like we just said, call to order a book or call to have a question answered. But to introduce them more formally via these programs, I think is something our viewers appreciate.
Absolutely. I mean, it's pretty exciting. We've got a pretty diverse staff here, many doing very different things, right? Some working really behind the scenes, but these two really are somewhat of the face of Priests for Life a little bit, right? They're the ones that communicate with people that call in with questions, with ordering things from our store. So we might as well ask them directly.
Well, ladies first. So Mary, tell us first of all how you came to be part of our team.
Yeah, well, so I graduated in May. I graduated from a small Catholic school called Benedictine, which is in Kansas. And so I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I knew I wanted to help people. And in college, I was really active in the pro-life movement. We had a good pro-life group on campus. And so I thought, oh, maybe that's something that, you know, I could get a job for. And so I was looking in Florida because I love Florida. So I came across this this position and I applied and I got it. And so here
Well, we know Benedictine College, and I'm sure many of our viewers do too. It's got a strong Catholic identity. I know your president.
Yeah.
I've interacted with him many times, been at different conferences like the Napa Institute, and that's the last time I was with him, and other places. He's very obviously very proud of Benedictine, as he should be, and the great team there. So we're happy to have a Benedictine graduate here with us, and the training there really has prepared you for this position, I would say, right? Because it requires, tell us, I mean, some of the things that people ask. I mean, the topics have to do with the church, with the pro-life movement, the abortion issue, obviously, people are asking. And your education has helped you in all of those areas to answer those questions.
Yes, definitely, because we had to take, you know, theology classes, we had to take philosophy classes. I majored in psychology too, which indirectly helps my job because we have Rachel's Vineyard, which is a big thing, which I'm very grateful that we have, because that's such a good thing to, you know, give these women or, you know, these men who have, you know, participated in abortions and give them healing. So that's something that I also really enjoy doing.
You know, I like the fact that you have a background in psychology too, because many of the people contacting us, including those of you that bring in questions online, which we invite you to do, by the way, as you're watching, let us know who you are, where you're from, what your thoughts and questions are. But a lot of them are going to be calling like, what are these Democrats doing? I can't believe this. And the people are calling because they're angry. Mm-hmm. Others are calling, like you just referenced Rachel's Vineyard, because they're hurt. They're hurting. Maybe they were sidewalk counselors and they tried to save a baby that morning and they couldn't save the baby. And they're calling us for advice. So the psychology comes in helpful too.
Yeah, it definitely does.
But Mary deals with our people with a smile and with, you know, calm.
Always. No, she definitely does.
So do our receptionists. Well, it'll be interesting when they come on the show.
Because they'll have some stories.
They're the front line. Yeah, they get the initial call and then they'll transfer it over to Mary.
Yes.
What about the resource department?
Well, we're kind of a lot of moving parts in the resource department. So we handle all of the customer orders for all of our books and merchandise. We also respond to questions that people have about our various publications. We fulfill all the orders that come in. We ship them. We take them to the post office. There's just two of us. So there's a lot going on back there.
Rico is the other associate back there. Yes. And he's been with us for a very long time.
Yes.
That one of, speaking of our resources, that's one of them.
Yes, this is one of our many t-shirts. This one is My Heart Beats Just Like Yours, one of our biggest sellers. So I figured I would wear it today.
Very appropriate. Yes.
So Anthony's one of our volunteers, right? We talked, you know, previously on the other shows how a lot of our staff members started off as volunteers.
Yes. Which is good because we get a chance to know them. Mm-hmm. They get a chance to know us. You know, it's more than just having a letter or a reference. I mean, you know the person after, yes, you know, after them being here. Mm-hmm. And they get to see that the team here is a family and the environment here is a very positive one to work in. And they'll often proceed from volunteer status, mm-hmm, to employee status.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So, Anthony, tell us when you volunteered, though. How did that even come about? Why were you even here volunteering?
It's kind of an interesting journey. So I'm actually I was a personal injury attorney for 30 years and just had this startling revelation one day that this is not really what God had called me to do. And I wasn't quite sure exactly what it was that he wanted me to do, but he was telling me it was time to do something different. And I wasn't feeling rewarded and fulfilled in the work that I was doing. So I quit my job after 15 years. I sold my house and I moved up to Brevard County. I had family here. And started volunteering at Priest for Life, and then heard there was a position available in the resource department.
It worked out
and,
very well.
One thing led to another, and it's been a little over a year now. I had my one-year anniversary in January.
Yes.
And I think God is happy. I wake up happy in the morning, which I haven't done for the last several years of my career.
Look at that.
I don't stay up at night wondering about what I did or didn't do. I think I have everything under control now. So it's a very, very good feeling.
That is wonderful. Yeah, it's great to have you on the staff.
There's nothing more rewarding than saving babies. So.
And we know that's literally what's happening, yes, right? Whether Mary, it's you, sometimes in the correspondence that's telling people about where their local pregnancy centers are or how to get involved in saving lives or sidewalk counseling or the resources you're sending out or giving people that very same information. It's like we are saving lives. And then they'll call back with the stories or they'll email us back with the testimonies. Or sometimes those whom we have saved from abortion come back to us and tell us, right? It's amazing.
Yeah. It's interesting because even a simple order for a book or a t-shirt, 9 times out of 10, there's a story that the person has that they want to share. Oh, I was at this event and, you know, we were there and we saw your merchandise and I told my friends, and everybody has like some direct connection. They're not just calling to say, hey, do you have this book? You know, and I get to know the customers after a while. There's this one customer who calls repeatedly and I answer the phone. He's like, hey, Anthony, it's Tom from Pennsylvania, as if there's only one Tom in Pennsylvania, but I know exactly who it is.
Well, Mary, what are some, you get all of the calls that, that come in with questions and, you know, not just the mail, you handle phone calls as well. So what, between all of the things that you deal with, what are some of the number one questions you get?
Well, definitely, how can I get more involved in the pro-life movement? And then also, how can I, you know, encourage my pastor or priest to get more involved? And so how, you know, you can get more involved in the pro-life movement, there's a lot of different ways you can. I always suggest praying. We have a lot of prayers on our website that they can use. Or volunteering. We have our election volunteers that they can be, they can do that. Also getting involved in their church, if their church has a pro-life group, or if they don't, then starting a pro-life group and talking to their pastor or priest about that. And then on the other side, you know, how can I help my priest or pastor get involved? You know, sometimes they're not involved, and it's really important just to talk to them about that. And because there's various different reasons why they, you know, why they're not. It could be because they're scared to talk about it, or because they just don't know how to talk about it. And we have a lot of resources for them if they don't know how to talk about it. You know, there's your book, you know, proclaiming the message of, that is a good resource for them. Or abolishing abortion, if they're scared about talking about it, then that book is really good for them. And also just to talk about, you know, why are they scared about it? A lot of people, I think, are scared because, you know, they think, oh, there's some women who have had abortions, and if I talk about it, they're going to feel bad. Mm-hmm. But that's something that it's like, no, like they feel bad already, and they think that they're the only ones. You know, and so it's like, we need to bring this to the light, you know, because they're not going to be able to heal unless they know there's other people out there like them. So
perfect. Yeah. You don't deal with it in secrecy. Secrecy doesn't help. Yeah. She gives them the resources and the answers.
See? She's done well. So then she can refer them to Anthony, who can help them get the
resources. And
then resources,
you'll send them
right?
that book.
So there you go. Absolutely. So it's a full team.
The two departments
here
work very well together. Yeah. And there are others who help out in both departments. Like you said, Rico is with you there. Mm-hmm. And also, Mary, you rely on some of our pastoral team members. Tell us about sort of the wider support network right here on the staff that you rely on sometimes for getting additional information mm-hmm. for those who call.
Yes. Well, there's the donations department. So mm-hmm. a lot of people, they'll call in, they'll want to, you know, make a donation, but they'll also have a question.
Right.
So there's that. Of course, there's resources. The receptionist, you know, they take the call first, but mm-hmm. then they'll send it over to me. So there's that as well. And then there's also Kevin Burke. So I work closely with him. And, you know, if a woman or if, you know, someone has a question about Rachel's Vineyard, then I'll send that over to them.
He's a pretty good one mm-hmm. to send over because he's the co-founder of it, right? His wife is Dr. Teresa Burke, who many of our viewers know. So yes, Kevin is helping you quite directly on answering these various questions. As far as the resources go, Anthony, there's different mm-hmm. categories. You've referred to them briefly, but tell us the different types of products and also where people can find them online.
Okay, well, we have our apparel. We have t-shirts and hoodies and other clothing, but we have adult books. We have children's books. We have many various brochures on various topics, mm-hmm. Many of which you have written.
Right.
Which are also available. Is an extensive amount of resources. And all of our resources you can have access to on our website, which is prolifeproducts.org. Also, if you go to the main website at priestforlife.org, there is a tab for the online store, which you can get to it that way. You can place orders for any of our products online, or you can call me and I can take your order over the phone.
That's right. So, it could be an online order. It could be in calling.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of mail-in orders too.
And mail-in, right. Well, we send out the...
We send out, yes, our featured products of the month goes out with all of our various mailings. And so people will fill out those forms and send them in. You don't have to be afraid if you don't have the internet or you don't have a computer. A lot of our customers don't. And so we're here to use the telephone and the mail.
Old-fashioned
yes,
way.
Yes, we can get an order any which way.
And they can email you as well, right?
What's they can email us at orders@priestsforlife.org. That's another way that you can get our resources as well. Yep.
Well, another way that I think the two of them work together is we have guests come occasionally, right?
Oh, yes. That's always fun.
Yes. Mm. And we love when they come to visit. And
our supporters in different parts of the country.
Yes.
Often coming to Florida, perhaps for mm-hmm. a vacation time. And yes. they know we're here.
And they want to come. So they'll call up and speak to Mary, and Mary will set up a time for them. And of course, they always want to meet you, and we try to always arrange that, but your schedule changes so drastically. So we're never 100% sure. But Mary arranges. Why don't you tell us and then how the two of you work together? Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'll give them a tour of the office, and then I'll have them meet Frank Pavone if he's available. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool to like meet these people because they're supporters. So they're always very enthusiastic, always very friendly. A lot of times they'll ask me, how did you get, you know, involved in the pro-life movement? And mm-hmm. why are you Catholic? We'll talk about like my family. We'll talk about their family. A lot of them, you know, they'll have kids or they'll have grandkids that they'll want to talk about. And they're usually always like, I'm praying for you, which is so nice. So I do really enjoy meeting them. So.
Awesome. And then also how do you then interact with Anthony? Because how do most of them always?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll take them to the resource department where they can get, you know, a little goodie bag with all of the resources that they want. And we'll talk to them about, you know, what they need at their parish or their community. And we can give them the resources that's most helpful for them.
Yeah, we always ask them what they're, you know, interested. First of all, there's an immediate like 2 or 3 minutes of overwhelming, like when they look around our warehouse and see how many items we have and how much we ship and how much daily mail, you know, we do. There's like this element of looking around like they're at Costco or something. And then we will engage in conversation about what their particular interests in, or are there certain things that they're looking for that they want to communicate, like Mary said, with their parish or whatever community group they might be involved in. And they'll say, hey, do you have a brochure on this topic by any chance? And sure enough, we would likely have it. Or, oh, I saw this book, you know. And so we try and give them a little sampler platter of things that they might be interested in.
Well, you know, just for those that are just joining us now, I want to let you know we are talking with three of our Priests for Life staff here at headquarters, our Public Outreach and Correspondence Associate, Mary Stein, from the Resource Department, Resource Associate, Anthony Vasone, and our Executive Manager, Teresa Watson. You know, to continue on, you know, Anthony, you were saying the products are available on our online store, prolifeproducts.org. Mary, the correspondence and the questions people have come to you, but there's also a webpage, prolifequestions.com, mm-hmm. where people can see if the question they're asking may be part of that online library and then get the answer right then and there, can't they?
Yes, that is correct.
That's one of the ways, additional ways that we serve them. But to make sure, there's one point I want to point out to our viewers too. To make sure there's a consistency in the information we're giving or the way we're handling someone's question, a consistency between what I might say on a broadcast, what Kevin Burke or Brian Kemper might say out on a trip, or Janet Morana speaking at a conference like she did just this past weekend in Ohio, a consistency between all that messaging and what you're putting in to a letter, we have a special internal resource, don't we? Called the mail RSVP file. And that is something that we're constantly updating, that I'm reviewing and approving all the time. Tell us how that works and how that helps you and how that helps our public that are writing to us.
Yes. So that is this big document that has a bunch of questions, frequently asked questions, and then answers. So that's a good way to just keep it all consistent. And then also, if there's a new question that comes in, you know, I'll talk to Kevin about it, about my response that I'm thinking about sending. I'll talk to you about it.
Right.
So we just have communications going on consistently between each other. So
that's right. And all of the team, of course, is constantly interacting with all the rest of the pro-life leaders in the movement and keeping on top of all the developments. Our commitment is that we give our viewers, our audience, the best resources, not just an accurate answer, but the best resources to more deeply understand what they're talking about, what they're asking about. So it's a pretty good system.
It's awesome. And you know what else I love about the people that work here, especially in the Florida office, because we're together all the time, is, you know, and even our, of course, our offsite people, but we all operate really as a family and really care about each other, pray for each other. But the Florida team, we get to go and do some social things together once in a while too. And I know Anthony and Rico, they're big planners, so they like to plan things occasionally. So why don't you tell us about a few of the outings that we've done?
Yeah, I think Rico is our in-house entertainment specialist, but yeah, he likes to get us together, and it's a lot of fun to go out as a group and just kind of engage in something other than work, even though, you know, we are a family, like Teresa said, we work well together, but we've gone out on bowling outings, and we've gone out to dinner, and we've gone to the movies, and it's always a lot of fun to just kind of leave work behind for a little bit. And then, you know, when we come back, we're energized, and you know, it's always nice to have that group feeling outside of the office. So, mm-hmm.
Well, and we've also had the opportunity. We go to events, right, and we display our products at different events that we might co-sponsor, or that maybe one of you are speaking at. And the two of you had the opportunity to be at the March for Life with us and be at our booth, right? So how was that? I know, Mary, this was not your first march, but it was your first time with us. So how was that?
Mm-hmm. It was really good. It was definitely like such a different experience being with Priests for Life than just being a student, you know, at the march. So it was really cool. And I got to see so much more on this march than my last one. I just seen all the different organizations, and there were so many different groups. I was like, I had no idea this was actually a thing. Meeting so many different people. I loved that the pro-life movement's so diverse. And I didn't really know that until like I went on this march. So it was really cool.
Yeah, I agree with Mary. I mean, I didn't know a lot about the march, and I've never been to a march. So this was my very first march. So it was sensory overload. First of all, Rico and I are there, you know, as exhibitors on behalf of, you know, Priests for Life. So we have all the moving parts to set up the booth and get all the merchandise set up. But then we're also participating in all the various events that are taking place. So we're running around from one place to another. We had to go from the March for Life Expo over to the Students for Life Summit, you know, and break down all of our stuff, carry it over to the next place. But just witnessing all of the emotion and it was truly just overwhelming for me. I didn't know. At one moment I'm laughing, the next minute I'm crying. It was just a lot. And I look forward to the next one. Is all I can say from that experience.
And both of you were at the helping out with the prayer service too, right? That we run the morning of the march at the Constitution Hall. That was a great experience.
Yes,
wasn't it?
It was.
Well, this seems like the two of them are very busy. What do you say,
Fred? Oh yes. Well, the thing too, brothers and sisters, is that this is true of you who watch us and who support us and who write to us, and it's true of all our team members, that we are sharing a commitment to a mission. And you can see that coming through in conversations like this. You can see it in the day-to-day work. This is a mission for nobody. I think we can safely say that for none of our 50 employees is this simply an employment. We are committed, as you are committed, to ending this Holocaust of abortion, to bringing protection to our youngest brothers and sisters, to being part of history, the most fundamental and greatest human rights cause of our day, and I add, of all time, Because what's more basic than defending life? What can be more foundational? I mean, if you don't have life, you don't have anything. And that's always going to be true. It's not going to be true just in certain times of history. It's always going to be true. So I think it's a spiritual commitment. Our team, all of them are people of faith. And we know that we're being part of history here. And that really motivates our work each day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. So any closing words from you? I think that...
You brought up, you know, being a volunteer before. So I do want to mention how important our volunteers are to us. And they are the unofficial employees of the resource department, because they handle all of the day-to-day stuff that Rico and I need assistance with for the most part. And we have an amazing group of volunteers that just keep coming back. No matter how hard we work them, they still come back for more. But we can always use more volunteers. So if you're in our area and you would like to volunteer, if you're passing through maybe for a few days and you'd like to volunteer, please reach out to us, because we always have work that needs to be done.
Amen. Very true.
I would just like to say thank you to all of our supporters, and to anyone who writes questions in or sends questions in or calls in to me, because usually you all are very sweet and nice, and you just say you're praying for us, you're praying for me. So know that we are praying for you too.
Yeah, and that's such a big part, right? You know, of course, we appreciate you, our supporters, and for financially supporting us, because we can't do what we do without you. But we can't do what we do without your prayers for us as well. So it's just as important that you continue praying for us. We appreciate it. It's very important, isn't it? I mean, we get so many calls. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for the team. And it means a lot to us. It really does.
Well, let's do that right now then. Let's pray for all of you, all of those that are joined in this great movement around the country and around the world. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for giving us the allies and collaborators that we need to accomplish this mission. We thank you for all the 50 people who are employed at Priests for Life, those here present in this conversation, and those who have been on our previous programs or will be on our future ones, and all those that are working in so many different cities and even countries to carry out this mission. Give them your blessing and protection. And Lord, bless the audience that we have, and the supporters that you have sent to us, O God, and all those that are involved in this great movement. Hear their prayers, give them your joy and peace, give them your protection, and give success to the work of our hands as we seek to inform people about the reality of our youngest brothers and sisters, that they are persons, and as we advance the protection of these brothers and sisters of ours under the law. Heal and bring peace to those who have had abortions in the past. And let them know, Lord God, that you still have a plan and blessing for their lives. Let them know that we are here to help them on that journey. We bring all these prayers and praises together as we offer the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And let's pray to our Heavenly Mother as well. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Well, thank you all, brothers and sisters, and thank you, three of you, for a great discussion, and more importantly, for the commitment to this work and this mission. Friends, stay connected with us on social media, and you can follow me at Fr. Frank Pavone on all the major platforms, and stay connected with these broadcasts as well. Spread the word so that we can continue to increase our online audience, which we're so happy that you are part of as well. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.